democracy seem to have had a small Achilles heel. In order to be elected, you have to promise people more for producing less. And if you think you can have more for producing less, well, then my discussion is over, because there's not much more to talk about. We learned on the farm the process of both in the animal world and in the plant world, the process of existence, if you will. You had to till the ground, you had to plant the seed, you had to cultivate, and you had to harvest. You had to go through a process in order to have a better life, in order to eat well. And in the political world, no matter which party you belong to, it didn't matter. If you promise more, in order to get elected, you had to promise more for producing less. This was in contradiction to what we felt in our, without even expressing it, we knew it wasn't so. So don't tell us that. In the animal world, we saw the breeding process of our farm animals. We saw the birthing process. We saw the growing process. We milked the cows with our hands. We killed the fatted calf. We ate what we either killed or grew, and we didn't waste anything. We appreciated each other with a great deal of respect, because we saw each other helping each other in this process of existence.
Of all the people that you've met in a really incredible life, who was the most interesting? Who was the one person of all of those people you met, of all those experiences you had,
probably my in that little country school where I went to school. One lady taught eighth grades. There were eight grades in one room, and she said, "You will never." I remember her telling us, and she had a way of talking. You felt like she was speaking to you personally. So she told me, "You'll never know everything, but it should never stop you from trying." So I've had a curious mind ever since, and I give credit to that lady that was teaching eighth grades.